Yeah, they asking who's the best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
It's hard to wanna be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See that go, bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show.
The best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
What's up, everybody? It's MJ. Oh, yeah, I made it. I made it, all right. It's episode 2. You know, I got past the episode of no return for most, right? You'll do the first episode, and then you won't hear back from most after this. So I gotta say that I'm actually surprised in myself that I got to episode 2. But there's a reason why. Because the first episode was the one about the why. And a friend of mine told me while I was discussing with him, and actually he's going to be helping me, you know, develop the show and different aspects of it. And he mentioned something to me recently that made all the sense in the world. He said, once you figure out the why, the how comes easy. And I paraphrased that, or I might have butchered that, but I got a sense of what he was saying. And the how that has become easy is, you know, how do you do it? How do you create a place, you know, with a podcast? Podcast is called Ruck Talk. That's my why. And I explained that on how I came up with that. And the how now is, how do I do it? And the only way to do it is to start. And I wanted to call this particular episode 2, the one about the start. And for most of us, that myself included, that goes through I know that there's something I want to do, but why do I want to do it? And then you figure out why you want to do it, and you get really passionate about it, then you got to start, right? And starting is got to be the most difficult part of the equation, because there's so many different areas that your brain kind of looks at, like, I could start here, I could start here, I could start here. And a lot of times it's just start. Like, don't care where it is. I don't care where it is. I just have to press play or press record or, you know, pick up a weight vest and go walking, or, you know, just do something to start, whatever that is. And I thought it was appropriate to have a conversation with myself, with y'all that are listening. And first of all, thank you for all of those that I've sent podcast to as a sneak peek, that listened and gave me feedback, which helped my start, because the push is always great. The push from friends, the push from people that I didn't think that would listen, and I got to tell a story about that, and the push from, you know, just overall me saying, you know, people are listening, people are interested, people want to know, you know, so me pushing myself, you know, just thank you overall. But it was funny, because after I did the first episode, I kind of went and set up like a couple things. Like, I set up the IG, I set up the Facebook, I set up, you know, the website. And when I was setting up the social, I was super careful, because I was still super scared that I did not want anybody to see it. So I made it private, and I hit save. But I didn't realize that I didn't do it right. Like, I opened up another window, did it again, and it wasn't private. And when I hit save, I didn't know that, you know, my IG is connected to my Facebook. So it actually went to my Facebook page. And I didn't realize it till a couple days later that a couple people saw it and heard it. And I got a whole bunch of likes on it. And I was like, what's this? And the comments were pretty great. It was like, this sounds interesting. What is this about? Can't wait to hear more. So that was part of the start. And as a person that's going through it, right, starting from ground zero again, right, new venture. So I just wanted to talk about that part and the experience of that, in hopes that if you have figured out your why and you're trying to figure out the how is always starting. Right. And I get it. Starting is always scary. It's just like figuring out your why. Like, why am I doing this? You shouldn't be doing this. This is nuts. That's what, you know, the bitch voice says, according to Andy Frisella. I reference him a lot because I'm super into kind of like what he's all about and the whole, I talked about it too on the last podcast, the 75 Hard program that I'm embarking on. And he talks about this bitch voice, or that lingering voice that always wants to protect you, or so it thinks, right? And starting becomes scary because that voice definitely talks about why you shouldn't start, right? You figured out your why and you've got it and you're all super pumped and you're ready to, you know, like I said, press the record button and just go. But the voice comes in and it inhibits your start. Like, you know the why. Like, I get it. This is, like, I got the direction. I know this is my true north. But I'm going to do it tomorrow, right? And we've just got to get to the point where we just swallow it and just say, you know what? I'm going to start anyway. And I've got to realize that if I don't start, I won't succeed. Starting is the only way that you can succeed, even if there's failure. Because I've failed at a lot of things, right? But I learned from those. And this isn't an accolade on things that I've done, you know, companies or, you know, accomplishments or whatever. It has nothing to do with that. It's all about the start and whether or not, you know, you can push through the start to keep it going, right? To find that purpose to move forward is the goal, right? And I even think, and I'm starting to learn, that even with failure, right, you succeed because at least you started. What did that famous hockey player, and I'm sorry, I'm not to offend any hockey players, but last name Gretzky, Wayne Gretzky, said, you know, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take, right? So that's the only way that you really, really, really fail, right? By not starting, right? And I get it. Change is super, super weird. Like, you got to get used to it. It's almost like a new pair of tennis shoes, right? You're so used to the same pair of tennis shoes that you've always worn. They're comfortable. You know how they fit. You know how they run. You know how they walk. You know how you feel when they walk. And then you put on a new pair, and it's super uncomfortable because it's changing. It can change, like, for runners. It can change your stride for people who just walk, or just anybody that puts on new shoes. Like, it just feels weird to have on a new pair of kicks, and you got to break them in, right? So there's always, always, always something that makes you apprehensive about starting. And I'm starting to realize it's the change, right? And we're not used to change. We're creatures of habit, right? You do things over and over again, and you get used to it. So when something switches up, you're like, no, I'm not feeling that. No. I got to get used to it. No, no, no. We will put that off until another time. And then what happens is that put off happens again and again and again. I'll give you a perfect example. I love to do, and you know, for me, it's, I think I talked about it too as well, but in the last episode, but I'll get a little bit more in depth. I fell in love with doing these cold exposure type, these cold plunges, you know, a couple of years ago. Friend of mine got me into them, really started really digging them, how I feel when I get out. So I always get hooked on the after effect of it, right? But the start of it always sucks. It fucking sucks. I hate it. I mean, I try to do it as daily as possible. And as much as I do it, I'm sorry to say, getting in 40 degree water, no matter what time of day it is, it blows, right? But I love, once I start, how it makes me feel after, okay? It, you know, it hurts, it tingles, it, you know, you've got to fight through it, just like anything else. And then you emerge out of the mud or out of the water, but you get what I'm saying. And you're like, man, why didn't I do this earlier? Why didn't I stay in longer? Or why? Like, that's what happens, right? But it's the start. Like, once you start. So I go through this every single day I have to get into the tub. And there are times where I get defeated by the tub, right? The past 3 days, I've not been not feeling great as far as like physically ill. I just you know, motivationally, I haven't been just like everybody else. Like, I'm human too. I'm not going to be one of those guys on a podcast that fucking says, like, I feel great all the time and I'm ready to get it all. It may sound like it, and my energy level might reflect that, but there are days where I'm just like, not today. And the past 3 days, literally, my cold plunge starts every morning at, you know, I'm a real geek at heart. So I got a situation where it starts up every morning roughly about, you know, 4 o'clock. So it's ready for me at whatever point I decide to get in it throughout the day. I try to get in the morning, but sometimes just life happens and that's all part of it. Life happens and you kind of rearrange your life to, you know, I rearrange my life to try to do that. And I try to do it daily and it doesn't happen. The past 3 days, literally, it has started up and it is ready to go the minute I'm starting in the morning. And I literally looked at that thing and I said, I'll do it in the afternoon, or I'll do it in the middle of the afternoon. Middle of the afternoon came, I said, I'll start at 4 o'clock. I swear I'll start at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock came and went, it's already six. And I'm just like, I'll do it tomorrow, right? And it happened. And it happened at 3 days straight, it happened, right? And finally today, I decided to do it for several reasons. I had some friends that wanted to come over and see me, and one of them even said, you know, do you want to plunge today? And I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it today regardless. We're doing it. So I had a purpose, had a reason to do it, and I had a reason to start. But I say that to say, even with me doing this, as much as I've been doing this, I've done this consistently. I would say consistently for the past, you know, year and a half, right? It's still hard every time to get in because it is uncomfortable. I don't necessarily like the way it feels. Listen, I don't like the way I feel sitting here being open to either nobody that's listening, myself that's listening, or if you're listening. Like, it feels uncomfortable. But the start, it's important, right? And I've got to get past, and I want people to get past, all of us as a group. We're here to help each other. Ruck Talk is, the name of the podcast is made to have conversations. And I'll share it with you, because this is something I might need your help on too. This is part of the start, right? The same friend of mine that told me about, you know, once you figure out your why, the how is so much easier, or it becomes easier, is the same person that kind of came up with, after they listened to the podcast and they kind of gave me their thoughts, they came up with kind of like what our line is going to be. And you're probably going to hear it from me from now on, because I actually am digging both of these lines. I can't figure out which one I'm going to do, but, you know, he was saying, like, we should have a tagline, right? Like, what you really stand for. And as he listened and as he looked, and obviously I'm looking for all kinds of help. It's all part of my start, right? Like, here's the idea. How do I start? Where do I start? I reach out to friends, which we all should, right? That all helps our start. You don't always have to do it by yourself, right? That's not how this works, all right? We all need some kind of push at the end of the day. So my push was, you know, I woke up this morning and he sent me an email and he said, you know, here's some possible taglines. And one of the taglines for Ruck Talk is unveiling the extraordinary in ordinary lives, or exploring the extraordinary in ordinary lives, which I love both of them, right? And I would love to get your thoughts on it. But I say that to say, as we explore, right, these extraordinary things, and as we unveil the extraordinary from just our ordinary lives, I felt like I needed to get on here to say, in order to do that, we all need to start, right? And as a result of starting, I've had a couple friends pass by over the past couple of days that have said, you know, I've had an idea about a book that, you know, I've always wanted to start, but, and I've wanted to do this, but, you know, and the great part is, like, it's cool, right? And I think experiencing that over the past couple of days, I wanted to share my thoughts on starting, right? And how important it is, no matter how uncomfortable it is. Because once you come out on the other side, back to the cold tub, you know, example, right? Every time I come out of that thing, I literally kick myself in the ass for not doing it sooner. Like, why'd you hesitate? Why'd you wait so long? Like, you could just start it and felt this way for most of the day. Now the day is gone, right? Or most of the day is gone and you're going to feel amazing, but it's only going to be half the day, right? So imagine if we started now, regardless of how uncomfortable we are. Imagine the start now if you decided to start writing in that journal or writing in the, I don't know much about writing in that book, but taking notes and starting to write that book. Imagine if you started now with asking questions on, you know, how to start a podcast or how to lose weight or how to eat more healthy. Or imagine if you started now versus you got your why, but the voice, right? The voice is stopping you. The voice is telling you why not to start. Imagine if you duct tape the shit out of the voice's mouth and just started regardless. Who cares if you fail? Who cares if you don't have money? Who cares if you don't have the resources? Trust me, it's gonna come. And once you figure that out and once you start, symbiotically, I think everything falls into place. And it'll amaze you what comes of it. And then you kick yourself in the ass for not wanting to start sooner. Right? So that's my episode for today. I'm going to keep it super, super short, super, super simple. It's all about the start. Regardless, remember, if you don't start, you won't succeed. And that's a guaranteed fact. I'll put any amount of money on it that if you start and you fail, there's still success in that fail. If you don't start, you do not succeed. That's point blank. As a person that's doing something from the start right now, realizing that if this works, amazing. If it doesn't work, still amazing. Because you know what direction to go from there, right? You can pivot and still become successful. That's it. That's all I have today. I'm going to have a lot more. We're going to have a lot longer talks. I got some guests that I'm setting up that I cannot wait for you to hear their extraordinary stories. And they're just super ordinary people. We're going to have some fun. Thanks for listening to Ruck Talk again, episode 2. Shout out to John Michael, by the way. And we'll talk soon. MJ, I'm out.
It's hard to wanna be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See that go, go, bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show. The best around, it just depends if I'm in your town. Yeah.